year so far at Westside, we have had a wonderful year. And just reflecting back on that, you know, I'm just so thankful to God for the things that we've achieved together as a church. We've had some wonderful messages from Jim and talking about the kingdom. Recently we did, there's about 20 of us that gathered and did the Emotional Healthy Spirituality course. And I mean, that was, I was privileged to be part of a table there, and I just was amazed at how God just stepped in and just was transforming the people in our table. Some of our people here have gone on Emmaus this year, and there's been Kairos training, Australia-wide training was held here. People were flown in from around the world to do the training. And I know we had world-class trainers from this church training the Kairos people. We had baptisms, and Inga and Mari and Gary and others as well. So, I mean, how wonderful was that? All our groups have been meeting this year. Kookaburra Kids, Kingdom Kids, Youth, Young Adults, English classes, KYB classes, worship services. They've all gone very well, and just it's been amazing. There have been lots of prayers. There's been prayer ministries, and there's been pastoral care. There's been meals cooked as well. And I know that's there's the list would go on and on. There's so many wonderful things have been going on here. All these things, they're not just clubs. They're places where people learn and grow in God. These are places where God can step in and reveal himself. We then had wonderful Easter services, our Good Friday and our Easter Sunday services. And, of course, to finish off the month last week, we said farewell to Jim and Cheryl. And I know that they were absolutely thrilled with the send-off. And they were overwhelmed, actually, with the generosity by the people of Westside, with your kind words and also your gifts. So I want to thank you all, and it's, you know, I feel very, very blessed to be part of this church. Comments from people who actually returned, they'd moved away and came back to farewell Jim and Cheryl. It was amazing. A lot of them walked in and said they felt like they were coming home. And some of them said that because they'd moved far away, they said they just never found a church like Westside. So there were some lovely, lovely comments. But here we are. We're in a time of change, a time of transition. And the Oxford Dictionary defines transition as the process or a period of changing from one state or condition to another. So there's change just ahead. I want to begin this morning. Maury is going to be on the keyboard and he's going to do a key change for us. He's going from C to G. Can you hear it? Thanks, Boz. Yeah, let's give Maury a clap. He can do a chord progression. Thank you. So you're hearing the notes. Something that's happening now in the life of our church. That's called a modulation in music, but it's also called a transition, and that's what we're going through, a transition. There are a couple of people who are missing here today, and their absence is notable, and that is Jim and Cheryl. And even though we said goodbye to them, it will be today and in the next couple of weeks that we feel the greatest loss. I'm going to be missing them alongside you. My heart for us is to get everything right out of this transition that we possibly can. Some of us are going to have to do the hard work of letting go of a pastor who was dearly loved and learning to love another. Transitions become much more powerful when we become educated about the process. There's no way around it. You just have to go through it. There's nothing permanent except change. When Peter and I went to Vanuatu back in the 80s, the world we knew from Australia changed forever. in Vanuatu. And in that change actually changed us. When we had our first baby, the world we knew had finished. There was no going back. I tried, but no going back. Our life had now revolved around our newborn child. But you get the picture. We all go through that, these big life changes. So let's read from Isaiah chapter 43. "For I am about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? We weren't built to stay in the same place or the same level all the time. God created us with a yearning for more. Something in us yearns to go from faith unto faith and from glory unto glory. We long to move from one place into the next place God has for us. And it's in the transitional place that God moves us from where we are into where he wants us to be." The Bible tells us of Joshua's journey through transitional places. He spent 40 years travelling through the wilderness, and after all those years, he led the people across the Jordan River into the Promised Land. And even though he had crossed into the Promised Land, Joshua found himself still in a place of transition. God still had plans to move his people from where they were into where he wanted them to be. So here are three things we can learn from Joshua's story about how to handle a place of transition. The first one is, break some ground and sow some seeds. And in Joshua chapter 5 it says, "No manna appeared on the day they first ate from the crops of the land, and it was never seen again." So from that time on, the Israelites ate from the crops of Canaan. In Egypt, the people ate onions, leek and garlic, which was the food of bondage. I'm sure there would be a few bad breaths as well. And in the wilderness, the people ate manna, the food of provision. But after they crossed over, the manna stopped. What the people ate depended on the ground they broke and the seeds they planted, and they ate the food of freedom. God delivers us out of bondage of sin. He builds our faith and knowledge as new Christians by providing the word to feed our souls. But there comes a time when we have to sow something. There is a time when we have to act on what we know and use what God has given us. Our comfort level must be challenged. In a transitional place, break some ground, sow some seeds. A harvest doesn't come without planting, and planting requires faith and it requires work, but it brings a rich reward. I mentioned all the things we do as a church at the beginning of the message. Get involved. Don't be a spectator. The second thing is wholeheartedly embrace God's plan. And in Joshua 5 verses 13 and 14 it says, "When Joshua was near the town of Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a sword in hand. Joshua went up to him and demanded, 'Are you friend or foe?' 'Neither one,' he replied. 'I am the commander of the Lord's army.'" See, the angel wasn't on the side of Joshua's enemies, and he actually wasn't on Joshua's side either. He was on God's side. It isn't God's job to line up with our agenda. It's our job to line up with his. God's word is what it is, and we must align ourselves with it. It's not about our ideas or our plans. It's about God's will and God's glory. When we find ourselves in a place of transition, we can either fight it or we can embrace it. We must not be so stuck in our old ways that we fight the new move of God in our own lives. And it's essential to line up with God's word, be open to the transition, and to fully embrace God's plan. The third point is make worship a priority. Everyone was worshipping this morning, and I just love sometimes stopping and just listening to everybody. It was just wonderful. In Joshua 5, verses 14 and 15, it says this: "At this, Joshua fell with his face to the ground in reverence. 'I am at your command,' Joshua said. 'What do you want your servant to do?' The commander of the Lord's army replied, 'Take off your sandals, for the place you are standing is holy ground.' And Joshua did what he was told. When the angel said he was on the Lord's side, Joshua fell on his face and he worshipped. Now, he was a busy leader. He had a million things to do. He had people. His people were anxious. The future was very uncertain. They had no idea what they were doing. But in the midst of all the turmoil, Joshua took the time to take off his shoes, bow down before God, and worshipped. Worship is not a waste of time. Worship gets us in tune with God, and it reminds us of our dependency on God. Worship puts us in touch with God's peace and God's power. In the very next verse, in Joshua 6, the people began the conquest of Jericho. God worked miraculously on their behalf, and they won a marvelous victory. But right before that victory, a man of God, in a place of transition, had fallen on his face and worshipped. Our worship matters. Make worship a priority. Life is filled with transition. We are in a time of transition. So thank God he's moving you into something new, something better, something higher. And his plan for you is amazing. And his plan for our church is amazing. Place your trust in him and embrace his miraculous work in your life. We're actually going to have a time of prayer now. What I thought we could do is I want everyone to gather in groups, or if you want to just have a quiet space by yourself to worship and pray, I think it would be wonderful if we all took part in praying for the next stage of our church together collectively. So we're going to have we'll have 10 minutes. 10 minutes to do this. To gather together to pray. Or like I said, if you want to just feel like you want time by yourself, we'll do that. Then at the end of that, we're going to conclude the service with a song. So before we do that, I'll just have a short prayer. Father God, we just thank you for today. Thank you for this next stage of our journey at Westside. You have gone before us in every way. You are here with us today, and you will go into our future. So as we pray today, Holy Spirit, come. Just pray that you will just send thoughts as we pray for each other, pray for the needs of the church. This is your church. It's not our church, it's your church, Lord. You are the head. So just direct us as we pray in Jesus' name.